Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump is making a final campaign swing through parts of the Midwest today. Speaking at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the president made a last-minute pitch to voters.
We win this state. You know what? It's over. We win Wisconsin. I've treated Wisconsin very well. 4 days from now, we're going to win this state, and we are going to win four more beautiful years.
Trump is also scheduled to make stops tonight in Michigan and Minnesota. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden took his campaign to the key state of Iowa.
Only 4 days left. Millions of Americans are already voting. Millions more are going to vote by late Tuesday night. And I believe when you use your power, the power of a vote, we're going to change the course of the country. And quite frankly, the world.
Biden will also hold a drive-in rally in Minnesota tonight before heading to Wisconsin. The Louisville police officer who was shot during the March 13th raid that left 26-year-old Breonna Taylor dead has filed a countersuit against Taylor's boyfriend. Eleanor Klibanoff with member station WFPL reports the suit claims that Kenneth Walker committed battery, assault, and intentional emotional distress.
Sergeant John Mattingly claims in a new lawsuit that Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, quote, willingly and maliciously shot at the police officers who were serving a middle-of-the-night warrant as part of a narcotics investigation. Walker has said he believed the police were intruders. He fired one shot, which allegedly struck Mattingly in the leg. The officers returned 32 shots, striking and killing Taylor. Walker has filed a lawsuit seeking compensation and immunity from prosecution under Kentucky's Stand Your Ground law. This new filing asks a judge to dismiss that suit. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Klibanoff in Louisville.
A new study has found that about half the people in a typical household with a COVID-19 case get infected as well. NPR's Richard Harris reports that's a higher rate of infection than suggested in previous studies.
Researchers in Tennessee and Wisconsin followed about 200 people who lived in households with people who had been diagnosed with COVID-19. They wanted to find out how readily the disease spreads. Previous studies have suggested that 20-30% of household contacts get infected, but the new study found that about half the people in these households caught the virus. Infected children spread the disease too. The study appears in Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Public health officials urge people who share a home with someone who has COVID-19 to wear masks, keep their distance, and quarantine themselves to the extent possible, because they are at high risk of getting the disease and spreading it. Richard Harris, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 157 points. This is NPR. A judge in Illinois says the 17-year-old accused of killing two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, can be extradited across the border to stand trial. Kyle Rittenhouse allegedly shot the two men during demonstrations in Kenosha following a police shooting that left a 29-year-old black man critically injured. Rittenhouse has been held without bail in a juvenile facility since August. The former Houston Astros manager, suspended after a cheating scandal, is back in baseball. The Detroit Tigers have hired A.J. Hinch to manage their team. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Hinch and Houston's former general manager were banned in January for their roles in the Astros' sign-stealing scheme.
A.J. Hinch's suspension ended after the 2020 World Series, and it didn't take long for the Tigers to pounce. Hinch says they called him about 30 minutes after the L.A. Dodgers won the title on Tuesday. Hinch acknowledges he'll have to have some tough talks with his new team about his role in the 2017 Astros scandal.
It was very wrong, and I'll make sure that everybody knows that I feel responsible because I was the manager, and it was on my watch, and I'll never forget it.
A baseball investigation found Hinch didn't take part in the Astros scheme to illegally use video equipment to steal opponents' signs. He was punished for knowing about it and not stopping it. Many still regard the Astros' 2017 World Series title as tainted. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
All of the major indices traded lower today on Wall Street. The Dow was down 157 points. The Nasdaq fell 274. The S&P down 40. This is NPR News.